This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into the worst guys.
All she needed was some.
Holy shit. The best show in the world.
What? In the world?
Here we go. At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. Say man, that means who I got more five. Why these bitches see you? Go home, ride. Go home, ride. In some mirror in my bed, I'm a smart guy. I ain't fucking with you, nigga. Like a party.
Yo, what is happening, people? You are chilling with Malcolm Julie and Ria Bezos Sicily. And you are listening to the greatest podcast in the world. What up, dog? What up?
How you doing, dog?
I'm living so easy, man. Living so easy, so good. Sun is shining. I'm feeling fresh today.
I can see. So you dressed like a blood, dog.
My boy.
I told you. I'm out here with my blue. I'm a crib, dog. What's happening? Let me kill
yin
you.
Yin and yang.
You see, you know.
Gotta have some balance.
Negative. You gotta have that balance, my boy.
Yeah. Nah, but I'm feeling good. I told you, man. My new approach, dressing all profession shit.
Yeah.
Nah, you gotta be taken seriously. You gotta dress the way you wanna be taken, alright, in this life. People will take you for a piss if you're out here wearing hoodies and sweatpants all the time. So put on a fucking college shirt every now and again, my boy.
So you're saying now I'm a puss?
I'm not saying. People might take you for a puss.
Yeah, and then they'll get Zetmeister, you know what I'm saying?
They'll get beat up in the streets.
Yeah, no.
You don't go to gym for nothing.
If you wanna get caught, you get caught right now.
Yeah. I feel you. Nah, man, I'm living. So, what's been happening with you, G?
Yo, dude, let me tell you, I was doing some slavery.
Oh, no, really?
But the thing is, because I had 2 weekends in a row at work, for me to go spend some time with my lady, I had to cover up that shift. So I worked from fucking 11 a.m. to 5 a.m., my boy! Then I still worked. Then I went home. All right. Only got home at like 8 because I had to take my mom's car to the service. Slept until 11. Then went to work again.
Wow, my boy. Wow,
so yeah. Rather fatigued. But the thing is, you know what I'm saying? It's the things we do for love.
The things you do for love. Dope. At least you're out there grinding, man. It's better than being idle at home, doing jack shit, making shit happen out there in the streets. Me personally, I've been on the grind in the comedy
screws. Yes.
Last night we were at a Melville Grill Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
At something called Pick Me Up Poetry, which was so dope. You know, what I've started to do is look for more venues that are doing artistic things, but it doesn't necessarily have to be centered around comedy itself.
Yeah.
So this was a poetry night, and it was so dope, man. The people. Poetry, I think poets are the best writers out of people who write books, people who write sketches, all of that. Poets are, wow, I was blown away, man. There were so many bars. Like this one homie, he goes in, he's like, she initiates on my foreskin.
Hey.
I am a man now. We're all like, snaps, my boy. Snaps, because you know, like the initiation in Xhosa culture,
yeah,
of your foreskin. Yeah.
But she started.
Yeah. And there was another bar from a homie. What did he say again? Oh, he's like, yeah, swipe right for the existential realization that we are all alone. I was like, what is this guy saying right now? You see, you have to drop that big bar in a poem, you know, in order to get them snaps. Snapping all night.
People are getting claps, but they're not getting snaps.
They're not getting snaps out here. So I did some comedy just to change up the flavor of the event.
How was the reception?
Oh, it was awesome, dude. I'm going on a new wave of material. Obviously, being more honest. Whoa, before we carry on, these guys are eating those quarters out there. They must save us some, because we never get the free food. Because the people who come with the free food always come before us. And now it's all laid out there. Watch, before the end of the show, it'll be gone.
Don't worry. They must know that the worst guys are going to come through and do worst things.
Yeah. But anyway, I was talking about my comedy. And yeah, I'm writing a lot more, honestly. Talking a lot about, you know, how we have to assimilate to whiteness in order to be great. So all my new material work.
Things that are relative to you and your life.
Yeah, things that I care about. you know, for my whole comedy career until now, I've been trying to make jokes, you know, trying to you know, I've been trying to appease the audience, you know, making you laugh at any cost.
Okay.
You know? But now I've started to realize that there's more to it than that, and you know, I need to bring an element of what I care about. What is the message that I'm trying to portray when I'm doing stand-up comedy? So I've started writing a lot more about what I care about, and I've stopped giving a shit about the people who don't like me and my vibe, because not everybody's gonna fuck with you, and I'm starting to realize that more and more. And I can see the people who do fuck with me are always the wavy people.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna come with the wavy people. All my disciples will be wavy.
That's the same sort of message that I try to relay in my music, you know what I'm saying? And then when they try and box you and you're just a rapper, no, not really. There's some other type of shit that I do, like, just fucks with me. You know, fucks with me and you'll see, you know what I'm saying? But I was watching this motivational clip by Andy Frisella, I think that's his name, and he was saying the reason why a lot of people aren't successful or aren't where they want to be in their life is because of their ego. They're too afraid to let anybody else see them do shit or something. Yeah. But before you get to that peak of your greatness, you fail so many motherfucking times, you got to be able to build that thick skin and say, I don't give a shit when anybody thinks about me.
Yeah.
I can mess up. It's okay. It's the learning process. You got to You got to roll with the punches.
Yeah, and that's another thing as well. The fear, especially in comedy, man, because you know how hard that shit is, right?
Amen.
And once you've got material that you know works, it's hard to let go of that because you're like, okay.
It's that comfort zone that you get stuck in.
It's like, I have no chance of bombing. I know every single time this joke's going to work. But one thing that I came into the industry with that I realized when I came in is that, you know, most comedians are doing the same material for 10 years. In South Africa, local comedians, you know, and I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm not going to be that guy. I want to be able to produce a new hour every year. You know, maybe it'll still take some time before I get to that level of professional comedianism, if that's a phrase, I just made it up, that I'm trying to get to. Put a patent. And I'm looking to be able to change my material every year, you know, every 2 years come out with something, a dope, fresh special, none of the jokes repeated. So, yeah, it's nice to find these various rooms where it's not comedy-centered, the comedians aren't watching. You know, I get to do my own thing and develop myself as what I am. So, yeah, just letting go of fear and becoming yourself is the greatest liberation. There's no greater joy than being yourself, honestly.
Too many people get caught up trying to live their lives through somebody else or being someone who they're not.
Or being concerned about what other people around them have to say about what they're doing. Nobody cares about what you're doing. They might be watching and they might have opinions, but nobody cares. Nobody can tell you what your plan in gymming is. Nobody can tell me what my plan in comedy is. These are solo missions. So what I'm trying to say to the people out there is just fucking do the thing that you want to do and be dope at it. Finish and clap.
Done.
Yeah. Anyway, dope topic today, as always. Do you know why we're actually having this topic, my boy? Let's talk a little bit about what happened on Friday, right? This was a historic moment. And never mind for Cliff Central, you know, for me personally in my life, okay, let me just backtrack and explain to people who don't know.
Rewind.
So on Friday, there's a show called Sex Talk here at Cliff Central. It's hosted by Jonty Searle and Tamar. And they actually had a live squirting orgasm take place right here in the studio. Hey, I hope there's no
residue
on this table right now. so we came to watch because obviously it was a really new experience. It's something that's never been seen before, so we obviously try to create some hype around it as well.
I don't think it's a thing of it's never been seen before, but to the way that Jonty was actually able to describe and try and help people understand what it's actually all about. It's not that it's not on the same level as what you would see on Phone Erotica. Yeah, that's way back.
It wasn't way back. You know, it wasn't pornographic.
That's the whole thing. It was so deep.
You know, can I tell you the honest truth? Ever since that day, I haven't been able to watch porn. Porn just seems ridiculous.
I don't know about you. I don't know what your problem is, but like I watch that thing daily. Daily.
You wouldn't take it that far. Okay, but here's the thing for me, why I say that. I mean, porn now just seems so ridiculous to me. You know, that whole...
Yeah, but like, but have we not always been able to see the fake part of porn?
Yeah, we have, but...
So now, are you saying it's just even more evident, or what is it?
It's just, it's become more evident to me because of what we saw.
Yeah.
You know, just how... We should probably get her name. How the subject of what took place on Friday. You know, the way her body reacted, the movement, the breathing. It has nothing to do with all that screaming shit. Take a big dick, put it up my ass. It has nothing to do with that shit. You know, it was so.
Hey, you love ass these days, eh?
Hey, dog, it's a nice title.
Yeah,
squeeze, so. Squeeze. Get in the hole. Anyway, so you see, everybody's eating these quotas. I'm really too worried about them. Anyway, it was mind-blowing for me to see that, you know, we obviously know that porn has always been bullshit, but now it's gotten to the point where I don't want to experience sex in that way, or sexuality in that way. If I'm going to enjoy it, I'm going to be present in the moment, you know. So from now on, I'm only plucking when I've got a boner or I'm really keen and I imagine. But I think I'm done with porn for the rest of my life. Honestly, that's how useful this podcast that was on Friday was, on National Orgasm Day. So yeah, please go listen to it. Sex Talk on Cliff Central on Fridays. I think it's at 10 o'clock. Yeah, it was really informative learning about the female orgasm and the ejaculation, because a lot of people, you know, they just mise a female orgasm. They don't take it seriously. Yeah, men want to just come inside a girl and think that's the end of sex.
Not even just that, you know, there's a lot of guys that go out here in these streets. Yeah, look, but you know, I'll fucking lay the pop down.
Yeah,
my boy.
I've got it, B.
Yes,
bring your chick, I'll make her come. You're lying. Why are you lying?
No,
dog?
But that, here's the thing. It's really more than just about you, bro.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah, that's also one thing that I realized. Porn is very male-centered. You know, he has to fucking jizz on his face by the end of it.
And his face. Looking, what mean, are you watching, my boy? What are you watching? I'm really concerned about
you. Don't be concerned, because even if I was, it wouldn't be a problem.
No wonder your skin is so clean. You know what I'm saying? I've been wondering why you've been pimpleless for the most...
Moisturizing it with that semen, baby.
With that protein.
Woo. Anyway, so yeah, I realized that, you know, sex is, we've been focused on the guy, you know, and women don't get enough attention. How long did it take for Jonty to make her come? It was like 20 minutes.
It was a good part of the podcast.
Yeah, this is a professional sex therapist. This is somebody who knows exactly what to do and how to respond to a female's body, you know, and, you know, when was the last time you spent 20 minutes on a woman, my boy? Think about that.
Think about that.
And think about how all this time she's been telling you, I'm coming. She's lying. It ain't the truth, dog. It ain't the truth.
But I guess that does bring us to our topic.
It does. We're talking about sex in relationships. You know, how important is it? The most alarming thing for me is the idea that, you know, you shouldn't have sex before marriage. And I just think... sex before marriage is due diligence.
That's
you're
that's,
doing your research.
Yeah, dude, that's market research. You know?
Hey, you can't be coming in not knowing what is gonna happen for the rest of your life.
Next thing you know, keeping all morning. You gambling, my boy. That's Russian roulette.
You know,
you could get a dad from that. But here's my thing as well. Not only is it very important in a relationship, it's also important to talk about it. It's also important to find out one another's likes and dislikes and what we're comfortable with. Like, there's such a deeper sense of sex in a relationship than what meets the eye.
Yeah, there's a lot more to it. And for me, I really think sex should stop being something so taboo.
Thank you.
You know, we look at the responses on Twitter to the live orgasm, and people are outraged, which is obviously half the point, no lie, because we know South Africans in particular are really conservative.
Far too conservative.
Way, way, way too conservative. But I think now we need to start opening our minds about sex and realizing that this is the most natural thing. You know, this is something we all are part of. whether you've had sex or not, you have been a part of sex.
Yeah.
Because sex was done to make you. You came out of a vagina. You have knowledge of sex one way or another.
I think, like, that's one way to actually start, you know, building that bridge to getting over the whole sensitive issues about sex.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you get to a point where you're in a conversation and you can see somebody wants to say vagina, then you just, like, you're like, and then when I saw you know, he, like, brushes over the word so quickly, yeah, or he tries to find a substitute. No, just say it.
Ke vagina muna.
You know, the same way it's a penis.
Yeah,
what's wrong
yeah.
with it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so we're trying to get rid of that awkwardness. We're trying to get rid of the taboo around sex and sexuality. So we'll talk today about, you know, intimacy with your partner and what it is and how you guys actually get closer through
there's
sex.
There's a lot of value in that.
Yeah. So let's dive right into it, right? How often do you think people of our age in a relationship should be having sex? Young, 20 to 30 years old. If you're in a relationship, stable relationship.
If you're in a stable relationship, are you living together?
Let's say no.
20 to 30. There's a lot of 20 to 30 that are actually living together. So if you actually said maybe 20 to 25.
Yeah. Same difference.
All right. Okay, cool. Not living together. I'd say four
times a week.
Three, four
times a week.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that as well. And my only issue now when it comes to sex with your partner and getting close to them and getting intimate is obviously You get into patterns, you get into rhythms, and this is also partly to do with, you know, you knowing what she likes and what she wants. But obviously, you know, we're human beings, we like new things, we like to experiment, we like to grow. So where do you go from that point onwards, you know? How do you keep it spicy? Because you can't just come with something new in your relationship, otherwise
Where
did you learn that thing that you're doing right now? So obviously you'd have to.
That's a fucked up part. I mean, you come home, you know, you've done your research on Google, you know, you've bought a pocket pussy, you've practiced all the shit, you know. Then you get home, you do justice for your lady.
Mm.
You know, she's so emotional afterwards from how you just turned it inside out, left and right. And then afterwards, when you are just having those after sex cuddles, the pillow talk, so who you been fucking with?
Mm.
You know, that's unnecessary. Understand that. I'm doing this research for you, baby. I'm doing this research for you.
On that note, should we divulge, you know, obviously during the pillow talk, you divulge who the sexual partners were of the past. And I personally had this experience recently where, you know, Why would I actually mention how good the other partners were? You know? Because
we're not the same.
But you always want to be the best
ever had. I get that.
Yeah.
But then it's for the wrong purposes.
Yeah.
Instead of being the best that can happen at that present moment in time for you and that person, you're thinking, shit, I gotta be better than what's happened before.
Yeah.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah, you're wasting your time.
Be within the moment.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I completely see what you're saying, and I completely agree. I don't think we should compare ourselves to others in sex when we're with our partners. And pillow talk exposes a lot, man. Pillow talk is actually, that's where the real shit is.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the real shit, that's when you find out all the secrets of your partner's life. I quite enjoy pillow talk.
Can I actually say something?
Yeah.
like if I think about it, I blame a lot of the niggas actually.
Why?
Reason being, alright, guys, we don't like talking.
Yeah.
We don't like listening.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we're bad at both.
Bro, do you know?
And if you can get a woman very comfortable, she'll be willing to inform you on all of her likes, her wants and needs.
Yeah.
You'll be able to please her in every single way.
Yeah.
All right. By not communicating with them, we now form a routine where all women don't want to communicate about sex.
Yeah.
So it might actually, if we're talking about the chicken and the egg, it might actually begin with us.
Yeah. The one question that women ask that men just don't in general, and I don't understand why, it's that, what are you thinking, question. You know, you're just lying in bed and you might be thinking some random bullshit. You might be thinking some deep shit. And she asks you, what are you thinking? You're like, oh, fuck.
Now I gotta think of something else.
I actually have to tell her. No, I always tell her what is on my mind, because I mean, I'm not gonna go now think of something else, which is a schlep.
Yeah.
So I'm like, men don't ask each other these type of questions. You know, what are you thinking? How do you feel about this? How do you, you know, we don't dive into the depth of, our beings. You know, we tend to stray towards, you know, the strength, the manly, the...
Yeah, you want to be macho, you want to be Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, yeah, but we all have feminine sides, otherwise we wouldn't be dating women, you know?
Exactly.
So, that's what I love about being in intimate relationship with someone, is that ability to connect with me on that level, you know, to ask me how I'm thinking and for me to tell you. And
mentally,
for us to actually...
physically, emotionally.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So now we get into the importance of the actual act, okay? Because... in order for you to have a long, sustainable relationship, the sex has to be good, right?
No, 100%.
Have you ever been in a relationship with bad sex and just, you know, stuck it out?
Yes, but I won't put myself through that again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've also been through that.
Because, but I wasn't knowledgeable of, you know, the value of it and the importance of it up until now, and up until after watching that thing and seeing how the... it's like there's so much more of a connection than what me say.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I was telling a friend of mine, this was a long time ago, when I was in a relationship where the sex wasn't great. And I was like, I love this chick. She's really cool, but we don't have dope sex. And I mean, you know, it's frustrating in this relationship. And she's like, well, why don't you just like do some sex therapy or something like that? That does exist. You go with your partner to the likes of John T. Searle, although I'm never taking my girl to John T. Searle after what I saw on Friday.
No,
you'll never
way.
See your girl again, my boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a restraining order on
John
T. Searle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, this is what I mean. You know, should it be a thing of, it doesn't matter how it is in the beginning, you two work on making the sex work, or is it just sometimes that the two don't fit, the two don't work together? You know, how possible is it to actually get to that place of sexual satisfaction for the both of you, especially if it wasn't like that in the beginning? Like if we look at people who are newlyweds who only break their virginity on their wedding night.
I, with all the information that's out here in the world, with homies like John T. Searle and podcasts like Sex Talk on Cliff Central, there is no ways that two people who love one another, that experience bad sex, cannot turn their sex life around. There's no ways. Two parties are willing to learn about each other's pleasures and experiment and work together in pleasing each other, there's no ways it can't work.
Yeah, but this is where we get to the place of, you know, sex before marriage or sex after marriage. Firstly, the institution of marriage is ridiculous. Don't get the government involved in your shit. The government fails at state-owned enterprises. I mean, like an Eskom, SAA. How do you fail and you have a monopoly? Now you're going to tell me you're going to put these niggas in your relationship. Nah, B, I'm not about that. So anyway, but let's talk about it for the plebs who still think like it's 1960. Marriage, right?
Yeah.
So if you can actually just grow with your partner and learn with your partner, then is it really necessary to have sex before you've made that lifelong commitment? Or is the sex just about the enjoyment of the person themselves, regardless of what point in the relationship you're in? Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
What's your take on this one?
Well, I think we should enjoy the person we're with throughout the relationship.
Yeah.
The point where you get married is just a blip on the long journey that you're with this person on. Why does it have to be a specific point in time?
It's
where
it's like you're decorating the Christmas tree and then you're still gonna put that star on the top of the Christmas tree, but you don't have to put it first.
Yeah, we can put the other shit on the balls and
the balls and
and the whatever that twirly thing is.
Tinsel.
thanks and endless. Thank you, education. Anyway. Hey, we'll get into that, these private schools. I know you guys
jump
the story.
Hey, bro.
Anyway, so I think we should be enjoying the person that we're with from beginning to the end. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the first night. Although, if you're going to give it up on the first night, I'm not going to say no.
Yeah, no, look. See, and we need to also stop this whole shaming of woman thing. Just because she gets it up on the first night. Ah, no, guess favorite I did.
Did you not want that pussy on the first night?
Yeah, do you also not like sex? She mustn't like sex.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's why I said the problem also lies with us.
Yeah,
we were
where it starts.
You know, and with this woman's month, niggas, let's change for the woman, right?
Let's
change.
Spend some time down there. 15 minutes. If 15 minutes hasn't gone by, you're taking too much. You're too quick, actually.
Yeah, and ladies, if he spends less than 15 minutes, stay down.
Yeah,
hold a nigga head down.
Eat pussy. It's good for you.
Yeah,
it's organic.
It's healthy.
It's organic.
Another
food.
Thing that they actually did say on the Sex Talk podcast was that all of the bodily fluids are natural.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing that, okay, like, I ain't gonna eat shit now, but anything that comes out of your body, you should be able to, you know, put it in a cycle.
Yeah, okay, speaking of, would you have sex with a woman on her period?
How? Yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? Do I not eat my steak medium rare? A little bit of blood dropping. Hey, what's happening, boys?
Oh my god, that is funny. Okay, exactly. So, no, there's this thing of shaming women for being on their periods, saying it's disgusting, wada. Nah, babe, just put on a... In fact, that's the best time. You don't even need a raincoat. Obviously, yes, if you're in a stable relationship and you know each other's statuses, STDs and HIV-wise.
Your face when you say it.
It's a disclaimer, you know. We don't want people having sex with Usher and getting herpes. So we need to just tell people, you know. I don't mind period sex at all. In fact, I think it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
I won't eat it, but I'll dip in. I'll have a dip. And what else about it? Okay, so what happens is that, you know, you grow with your partner. This situation where you're having sex before this point of marriage, right?
Yeah.
And you learn each other so well that it becomes boring, you know, because you're in this routine.
Mm-mm, I don't believe it becomes boring.
What
it becomes boring. You know, that's how you get that diary, confessions of a marriage counselor type of situation. Always puffing up the pillows, always removing the duvet, getting underneath the sheets, and then you're switching off the lights and that. No. Do different types of shit. You made it boring yourself. It doesn't just become boring, you know?
So how far would you go with regards to sexual experimentation? Like, would you do some BDSM type of shit? Some
Can
stuff?
I tell you?
Oh, but you are 50 Shades. That's your fucking
How you know me? How you know me?
No, but let's talk about how far you're willing to go, really, in terms of experimenting, in terms of role playing. Is that something you look into with your lady?
Well, it's
or generally speaking, in your lifetime.
Like I say, hey, now you want me to expose my sex history. Hey, bruh, don't you know I got a lady right now? Yo.
Okay, what's up?
Not that I wouldn't tell my lady what I've done in the past, cause I let it down. Anyway, no, man, I honestly think I'd be willing to do whatever she's comfortable with doing.
Okay.
You know? A lot of what I learned about sex as well, and my views that have changed, is that for me these days it's more about her than it is for me now.
That's how I feel as well, because I'm always gonna come.
Exactly.
Like, it's so easy for me. That's always gonna happen.
Yeah.
So she must come first.
Exactly.
That's what the sex is about.
And if I've busted and she has a cup, well, soldier up, I know that the tip of the head gets sensitive as a motherfucker. But you gotta keep going.
Yeah.
You gotta keep going. Use your fingers, use your tongue, use whatever limbs God has given you. But please that woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, it's compulsory. We've been focused on ourselves for so long, man, and it's fucking selfish. But this is the new age that we're going into, right?
Yeah, man.
Because we're focusing on women now in
Dude,
our lives.
You know how they say a happy wife is a happy life. And a happy life. Sorry. Happy wife, happy life. All right? Now, imagine if men, you know, as a whole, we worked to make sure that the women were happy, how much better would the world be?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And no, I'm not just meaning sexually. No, I'm talking about like just as a whole. How sex is also just one of those cherries on top.
Yeah, sex is one of those things that lead to how we treat women in general. You know?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, that's where it stems from. You know, if you're that lover who just wants to fuck a chick and then leave her to be and not be satisfied, you're not gonna be concerned about whether she ate breakfast that morning. You're not that nigga who's like, "Are you hungry? Did you eat?"
Okay, wow, true. You I know? Never thought like that.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying like, so life stems from sex. You know, it stems from the bedroom. So the way you treat people in the bedroom will tell me the way you treat your woman in general. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to join the conversation, please do hit us up on the Twitter streets. We are there at @_worstguy.
Worst guy.
You can also find us on Instagram, The Worst Guys, Facebook, The Worst Guys, or hit up Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com. We'll be back right after this. That's the boy R. Kelly, Bump and Grind. I'm not so sure he's the best person to be speaking about such. But you see, I don't get it.
Nah, I'm finished taking the leak now.
Oh. Yeah. But I mean, you can't deny the man has some hits.
You see, you're starting this thing now.
I'm talking about the track. He's got a track of notes. That is a beautiful classic. Bump and Grind.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with you.
No, I don't see nothing wrong with Bump and Grind, but I do see something very wrong with being a sexual offender.
Yeah,
you know,
and having a cult of teenagers in your basement.
You know, maybe those are the same teenagers that were in Randburg. We don't know. He's got some in South Africa. He's got some in Beijing. Everywhere.
He's got international sex trade business going on.
Cause he's pimping all over the world.
Oh shit! Yeah. So the topic of today has been the importance of sex in your relationship. Are you having sex? Do you get frustrated when you're this idea of using sex as a weapon in relationships also needs to die. Sex as a weapon and sex as a gift.
Yeah.
Those two ideas need
with
to die.
With great. What is it?
With great power comes
great responsibility. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And only the guys who know how to please a lady realize this. Guys, other ones, y'all need to wake up, and realize it's all about the ladies.
But you see, this is what I'm saying now, Azza. We can also withhold sex if that's the road that we're going to go down. That's what we're going to do. I'm just going to say, no, you didn't wash the dishes today. It's not happening. But I really don't like the idea of
sex. Yeah, but you can only do that when you've got like a godly pipe. Game.
Yeah. Like, if you're John DeSoul.
You know, imagine she's like on some Oliver Twist, can I have some more? And she calls you sir, then you know you've got that pipe game.
But yeah, I do think that we as young people are starting to realize more and more that it's not a taboo subject. I think the older generation is still a bit like, you know, sex never. But yeah, I 4 times a week. Do you think you'll still be having sex 4 times a week in your 50s?
Yes. So you don't get old. You don't stop playing because you get old. You get old because you stop playing.
All right. So I don't know if this is a bit too personal, but do your parents have sex still?
Yeah. Look, let me be honest with y'all.
Yeah. Hey
man. I think they actually do. Because let me tell you one story, right? Right,
it's
quick.
Good to see intimacy as a child.
All right.
Anyway, continue.
Yeah, quick story, all right? I get home one Saturday night thinking I'm going to come home to my parents, spend some time with my parents. You know, I've been a good boy. Come home at 10 o'clock, right? Mm. Only to find my parents on day. Sharp. No, it's dope. You know what I'm going to do? Roll myself up on quickly, get a cup of coffee, smoke outside, come back, sleep, all right? Mm-hmm. 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. These niggas come home, right? My folks, shop. I don't know. I think they went to go eat. Then they went clubbing. My dad loves Cubana.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Comes home, opens my door. Whoop. Rabbits. There's chicken. You must choose which one you want. I'm like, it's 3 a.m. I don't think I want chicken right now. I actually want sleep so I can get to work tomorrow morning on a Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. Then my mom comes in the back. Hey, hello. Yo. So I'm just like, oh, no.
You're going for that post-chow meal. You know what I'm saying? After you've bubs and you're tired, you know, you got to go eat. You go straight to the fridge, my boy.
So, no. Then I hear my mom saying that. And then I hear them giggling and laughing. You know, especially, you know, my folks, when I hear, hey, love, love, and then, hey, I love, I just know it's late.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I wished I went out that night, because I don't want to be in the house, you know.
When that's happening.
I really don't want to be in the house.
Yeah, okay, but on this topic, you know, I'm starting to think about, you know, what it is for us as we grow older, because, you know, we're trying to break this taboo, and as parents who have children, I think the intimacy should be more open. You know, a lot of the time children go, ew, my parents. But I mean, that's how you got there, dog.
Hey,
that
bruh.
You that you're talking about that made you. So I think we should, as we grow older, obviously, and we become adults and have children, we should be more intimate in front of our parents. Our children should hear their parents bops in, is like, oh, my parents, you know, they still love each other, they're still intimate with each other, and sex is still a big part of their lives.
You see, and that actually should happen, so that they see how life really is.
Yeah, and what it should be like with the person that you made a commitment with.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Your parents, as a parent, you shouldn't be ashamed as well. If there's any MILFs out there listening, have sex, let your children know that you active, you wild out here, you wilding out, and don't be afraid anymore, man. I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of talking about this thing like it's a fucking HIV. I know you get it from sex, but it's not something bad in and of itself. And I think the children of the house should be aware of the intimacy between their parents, because that's where it starts. You know, we've spoken about how everything starts at home. So if your parents are intimate with each other, that's, I think, a beautiful thing to see.
Open your minds. That's what we're trying to say.
Open your minds. Open your minds. Anyway, we're going to talk about the new stories that have caught our attention this week. There's actually only one really big one that's really caught my attention, and you guys probably know about it already, but you're going to get our opinion on it, as always, because we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Me and Ass Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young fella and extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra, extra.
Okay, okay, okay. This one actually touches me in the heart, you know. It goes all the way down into the feels.
Oh, well, now my feelings, boy.
Hey, apparently so. So, a teacher at St. John's, Keith Arlo. We need a name and shame him. We need a name and shame him.
Come Keith. Out, go out.
Yeah, Keith Arlo, he's a mess. He has to jump now. So at St. John's, there was a teacher, Keith Arlo, who told one of the black students that getting high marks is disappointing the rest of the blacks in the class.
Hey, hey, disappointing them all. It's inspirational.
That's even worse, because he's saying, like, you can't leave the rest of the blacks. You need to go back to getting lower.
Oh, grade. You're leaving them behind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No,
and he also said another one. He's like, the student got high marks, and he's like, now you're starting to think like a white boy.
What the fuck?
That's the congratulations he
get
got.
Get out. Get out.
You see, but this is the whole thing. We say get out, but, you know, especially us black people.
I'm not trying to say get out for the black guy.
Oh,
no.
Keep
doing that black excellence, man.
Yeah, black excellence.
That teacher needs to get out.
Yeah. But you see, this is the thing that we as black people, you know, we taught that, you know, the private schools are the best schools. And to a large degree, they are, right? But what are they teaching us at these private schools?
How to be like them.
Evidently, they're teaching us how to be white, yeah. You know? So now this is another struggle. This is partly what I've been talking about in my comedy lately, because we both went to a private, semi-private school.
Yeah.
And we understand the infrastructure of these type of institutions. And the fact that, you know, black students aren't allowed to speak their home language in classes. The fact that teachers get more offended by braids than by racism.
Bruh.
You see, this one is the one that goes into the fields, because you know you and I
I've been trying to mize it the whole time.
Yeah. But it's real.
Yeah.
And it's so deep. So now this goes back to the whole changing our idea of what we're teaching in schools. What is education? What are our children learning? Whose history are our children learning? Do we have more African history? Do we have more African literature in schools? I mean, I've only recently started to get into African literature, and I've read some incredible books by African writers. Nervous Conditions by Tsitsi Tangarenga. A Man Who Is Not a Man by Thando Ngqolozana, which speaks about the Xhosa initiation, which you know is a secret. But just FYI, the world's secrets lie in books. So,
yo. So and niggas need to wake up and read.
Read a book.
Honestly speaking. That's not even... I'm not trying to joke with you cats out here. Like, even if you're just reading some dumbass shit to try and get your vocab up, my nigga, you're getting a good start. Yeah. Start reading, James.
Reading actually exposes all of the world's secrets. But you see, this is what I'm saying. There's so much dope African literature, and it's so rich. Because the African story is actually way richer than the Western one.
Yeah.
By far, because we live in two different worlds almost, and we have to try and navigate through these worlds. But we don't get this at school. This is something that I just initiated myself. It's like, nah, I gotta stop reading these fucking Harry Potters and get some literature, African literature in my system.
Yeah.
So now what are we teaching our children at schools? Why is whiteness seen as greatness? I guess we do live in a white world, but I mean, we need to start changing that approach. I think about my heroes. You know, who are my heroes? Both Trevor Noah, both Barack Obama. I'm like, these guys are cool, but they're still part white. I look at my black heroes. Who do I see? Okay, first one that comes to mind, Nelson Mandela. Nigga went to jail. Steve Biko. Nigga went to jail. Do I have to go to jail to be black and great?
Yeah, deep.
Is that what it takes?
On that note, I saw a post by Serena Williams, right? Okay. 2 days ago. With her, I don't know how deep into her pregnancy she is here, with the top that says phenomenal woman. No, her caption says, July 31 is Black Women's Equal Pay Day, which represents the number of days into 2017 a black woman must work to earn the same pay as a white man made in 2016. That's nearly 8 extra months. Black women are the cornerstone of our communities.
Wow.
They are phenomenal and they deserve equal pay. Now that struck me deep.
Damn. Serena, take a bow, man. That is some deep shit. Take a bow, Serena. Black women are the cornerstone of our community. It's not a lie. But this is the whole thing now. These institutions, how do we break them down? How do we tear them down? These schools have been around for 150 years.
Build our own
schools with our own history.
Yeah. That's the only way, dog. The only way we're going to make it out is if the minute one gets out, just like T.I. said, get out, reach back, get someone else out.
Yeah.
That's all you got
to
do.
You can't free yourself with the tools provided to you by your oppressor.
No, man.
Yeah. Anyway, that's just still happening in schools. So don't play yourself. I hope people who go to these schools and experience these type of things actually speak out against it and say something, because I know it can be tough in that kind of environment where your blackness is undermined to such an extent that you kind of think like, maybe I am a zot, you know? These are the type of words we were called in school. You're a zot. You're a bolek.
Hey, bro. And we accepted it.
We're like, hey, now we're starting to call each other zot. Hey, zot. You know what I'm saying?
No, but that, I feel like to a certain extent, that was us owning the word.
Yeah, that's like saying nigger.
Yeah.
It's to prove that it doesn't have that effect on you.
Yes,
it. But just the fact that it actually happened between 2006 and 2010, you know, freedom. We're apparently free. We're apparently equal.
Nah, nigga. Psych.
Made you look. Yeah. But I'm starting to see that this slavery machine that they made works like a fucking charm. These guys did this so well. Ah, no, shout out to white people in terms of victory, in terms of executing a plan. Aye, 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 y'all guys did it. Y'all guys did it because now we're stuck in the sunken place. We're in the sunken place and now we need to get out. We need to get out and building our own schools, as Rhea Betsu says, is the only option, it seems like.
It's like they're brave heart, you know.
They may get their freedom, but they will never get our land! You know? Our land! They already have it though.
But anyway,
anyway, let's just wrap up on the topic that we had today, okay? Sex and the importance of it, man. What do you value most about sex?
Me?
With your partner, yeah.
I value the connection.
Yeah.
And I value being that one person, because there's no point in having sex if there's not necessarily love between the two people. Mm. Value the connection and that bond that we have in that moment, and being the only one that can actually get you to that place, and me being the only one that you can get to that place.
Yeah. For me, the thing is that you can never get closer to someone than with sex.
Yeah.
You are literally naked inside of somebody else. Inside.
Apagat.
If you think about it, you know, that's ridiculous. You're inside somebody. Like, you guys are one thing at that point in time.
Anyone.
So that kind of intimacy, you'll never find anywhere else other than in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's important. You know, you learn a lot about people. You learn a lot about yourself. You give of yourself to somebody. So it's important that you choose the right people to give off to, because you do get people's energies and people's history when you sleep with them. So choose who you sleep with very wisely.
Don't put unnecessary mileage on your pussy and on your dick. Unnecessary mileage.
Don't be unnecessary. Anyway, hope you guys had a dope time listening to us on this podcast. Please do subscribe on the website cliffcentral.com and you'll get the podcast as it is uploaded hot off the press.
Hot off the press!
Yeah. And follow us on Twitter at @_worstguys.
Yeah, yeah.
The Instagram is just the worst guys. The Facebook is just the worst guys. We here, we wavy, and we're about to change the world, dog. That's what we all about. We all about changing the world. We're all about the future. You know what I'm saying? Future, we the auto tune of Earth. I, as always, we're gonna wrap up with a worst guy cipher. We always doing the most, doing the baddest. I hope you guys had a dope ass time. Oh shit, my show at Parker's Comedy Club next week from Wednesday the 9th to the 12th of August. Please do come and join us at Parker's Comedy Club. The likes of Vittorio Lenardi, Dylan Oliphant, Chris Forrest, and myself. And women get in free on Women's Day the 9th. So yeah, please do come. It's going to be a fantastic time. It's always a jam at Parker's Comedy Club. Anyway, it's time for the Worst Guy Cypher. We out.
No, you didn't do this.
Hey, I saw it on the quick play and I'm like, this has to go.
Can I tell you, this is one of those beats you cannot flop on.
No, we never flop, dog. Woo! I love her so much, but I also wanna fuck. I love her to death, don't do the rest. Love her so much, I also wanna fuck. I love her so much, I also wanna also wanna do the damn thing, but I'm here on this mic doing what I do, cause I'm always the guy who's gonna bring the vocals to the tune. Yeah man, I like to sing, but okay, let's go back to the lady in my bedroom, where I go do the boom boom. You know it's true, but I don't wanna focus on me, I focus on you, because the ladies have been denied for too long. We think we're too strong. I mean, I don't wanna get high, but I'll go ahead and hit that bong, because I wanna feel so elated. I know it's your birthday, but baby, we're belated, because I'm late on this date. It's okay, I don't even care about how you rate my sex game, because I know it's on fire, and I'll be doing it the whole night to the damn wire.
Do it. Yeah, I'm gonna take my time with her, wine and dine with her, and then she'll find out I'm so sublime with her like no other nigga. Hey,
baby girl. When I pull the trigger, that's when you will figure that I'm the only one in the world who can make you feel like the only girl. Like Rihanna said it with the twirls in the hair. Hey, I put you wild in the trees, make you feel on the breeze. Hey, take a flight with me to another planet. Baby girl, we just landed on Venus and I'm about to take you to Mars. Hey, better know that I will never leave you with scars. I will never let my other niggas put their hands on you.
I still wanna love her, I still wanna fuck her. No nigga can touch her, I'm the one
I love
her.
I put you above everybody else.
I also wanna fuck her, I don't wanna touch her, I don't wanna.
You mean so much more to me than anyone else could be. Hey, me and you in holy matrimony. Oh! Hey, me and you in holy matrimony. Don't get the government involved, this is a problem for us to solve.
Yes, cause it's the truth. I'm here, I'm standing in the booth, and I don't know what to say, cause I need a lady walking by my side, man. She's my ride or die, Bonnie and Clyde. But it's okay, I'm still on the grind. I know I'll see my soulmate one day, and I know it's so late because we're soulmates. And I don't play with these games, cause these silly fools out here being fuck boys, they wanna go with you, but I'm not using the toys. I know I use the vibrator, and I know it can be later. I wanna see her body arch like the fucking capital of France, where the buildings be. And I see that these other MCs wanna try and be Malcolm Dooley, but it's not that easy. You gotta be a dope ass G. You gotta feel me every time I say these rhymes, because it's never wrong, I'm always on time. I'm gonna keep on going, I'll keep on showing all these skills that I got. Man, this is what I got, this is all I am. I am art, you are a fart, cause you're so stinky. Man, I'm so rich, I'm feeling so like Pinky and the Brain. I'm the leader of the shit, I'm gonna make you go insane. Hey, don't forget about me, yo. I'm Malcolm Dooley, you can always catch me at the fucking show.
Oh. Hey,
always wanna love her, always wanna fuck her. I don't want you to touch her, she's my only lover. And I always wanna love her, I always wanna fuck her. You can never touch her, I'm the only fucking lover. Yeah, I always wanna love her, I always wanna touch her. Hey, I always wanna fuck her, you can never have her. I always wanna love her, I always wanna fuck her. You can never touch her, I'm the one and only lover, yeah.
It's the worst, guys. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Catch us next week, same time, same place. It's the best show in the world.
In the world. Never forget.
We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.